the sea.
Darling, don't go. Need your hand, oh, darling.
This is Bird Note. Birds accomplish incredible feats of migration, but they're not the only ones. Monarch butterflies travel between the U.S. and Mexico. Gray whales split their time between Arctic feeding grounds and warmer waters where they raise their young. An organization called Journey North is studying all of these migrations and more. Journey North volunteers observe local animal migrations and report what they see online. If you're interested in hummingbirds appearing in the neighborhood, monarchs wafting gently past, or gray whales spouting offshore, you can contribute to the project. And these efforts build on each other. If you watch for your local hummers, you'll probably spot a monarch or two as well. While you're at it, you can keep track of signs of spring and fall in the plant community too. Observing these seasonal changes can help make you a well-rounded community scientist, attuned to life's ebbs and flows. And the info collected by Journey North helps build a picture of how wildlife is responding to changes in habitat and the climate. Learn more about Journey North and other community science projects on our website, birdnote.org. I'm Ariana Remmel.
CJSF 90.1 FM, Burnaby, home of Burnaby Rock, broadcasting from unceded Coast Salish territory high atop Burnaby Mountain in beautiful British Columbia, Canada. This episode was pre-produced at my water closet in East Vancouver on the traditional unceded territory of the Squamish and Tsleil-Waututh peoples. Hello, good evening, welcome. I'm John, your typical host, and I'll be here for the next 2 hours playing rock and electronic music. This is episode 84 of the program. It is a show favorites episode, so just a mix. For the latest new music featured on this program, you can always check out the podcasts at cjsf.ca/content/home-burnaby-rock. Incidentally, the most recent new music episode, episode 83, was quite good, particularly the second hour, which was very strong, and it would have been added to the podcasts earlier this week. I would like to take a moment to draw awareness to CJSF and the excellent resource it is to students of SFU as well as the surrounding community. It is my thesis that awareness of this station has dropped off with the pandemic, the move, and a changing media landscape. I think the move has made the biggest difference, going from a super conspicuous location in the rotunda to like a dungeon in the basement of the sub next to the nap room. Honestly, you need a trail of breadcrumbs to find this place. And Magnus, he says the sub is a glorified study hall. I mean, that's not a quote, but that's, you know, to paraphrase. But from what I've seen, I agree with him. I don't know if Magnus is going to go full Animal House, but I do have some simple ideas to bring students who might be more interested in the station physically closer to it. I think the space outside of the south doors of the sub, that should be designated as a smoking vaping pit. You could even dress it up a little, get some shelters and some planters. If that succeeds, I think they should turn the nap room into a safe injection site. I mean, not that us CJSFers are junkies, quite the contrary. I just think it would change the complexion of people hanging out in front of the place and maybe scare off the bookish clique. A pub would be good. The sub should have a pub. Then they would definitely need campus security, and we could stay open 24/7. I did get away from my point a bit, but yes, CJSF does exist. Come find us in the basement of the sub during business hours, or find an orientation time online. If you simply like what we do, tell others about us, and if there's nobody listening, we will figure it out eventually. Starting off the show tonight was Nala Sinephro with the opening track from Space 1.8, followed by Wint, and then The Shins. Ooh.
This is the moment they've all been waiting for. This is the sound of Alternate.